precious touch to crave the fire's embrace. For though my past with sin was etched, His mercy did erase. Each time His purging cleanses deeper, I'm not sure that I'll survive. Yet the strength in growing weaker keeps my hungry soul alive. And the refiner's fire has now become my soul's desire. Purged and cleansed and purified, consuming my soul, refining me, making me whole. And no matter what I may lose, I choose the refiner's fire. No matter what I may lose, I choose the refiner's fire.
Thank you for that. Okay, take your hand out there. We're back in the book of Proverbs. We've been here for quite a while now, and we are, several weeks ago, we started a general lesson. Most of the lessons are basically based on subject matter in the book of Proverbs, but there's some verses that just kind of stick out, some that are a little bit that maybe don't fit within maybe a topic that we would do a whole lesson or two on, but that just good advice, I guess the world would call it, we call it wisdom, but good advice, and so we're right in the middle of it. So let's pick up where we left off last week. We said, by way of review, we said the first point we looked at, when we feel pressured or that we are being persuaded to do wrong, we automatically reject it, okay? Number two, God's discipline in our life is a sign of love for us, and we looked at that. Number three, we started last week, and we'll finish up this week. Number three, we must be diligent to guard our affections and emotions so that we can make proper decisions in the most important area or areas of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, we're not reteach last week's lesson so that we understand what the verse is saying. To keep means to watch or to guard, and we do it diligently. We guard our hearts because out of our hearts will come the issues of life. Issues means borders or boundaries. And really the principle we looked at last week was that the borders or the boundaries we place in our life is going to be dependent on what we're allowing into our heart. I can look at what a person believes, what standards, I guess you could call them, that someone would put in their life. And based on that, I can really tell you what they're feeding into their heart. If they're feeding the wrong kind of things into their heart, they are going to have, they're not going to have the right kind of beliefs. They're not going to have the right kind of boundaries, protections in their life. And so that's very important. Now, we really looked at all of that, but before we move on, a couple things I want to look at. The verses that follow the verse, we are given some advice that help us to understand how we are to guard our heart, okay? And so let's look at a few of them here and give a couple thoughts about it. I think you have some bullet points there. The first thing we would look at is we need to be careful about the words we hear and allow to get into our heart. I'll pick it up in verse number 24. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips far from thee. In other words, be careful what we're listening or hearing to, because really words communicate something. And what we hear conveys a truth. And we have to be careful that we are very careful about what we listen to. Bad words communicate. And really, the communication we get from them can corrupt us. Okay? And so we need to be very careful. about that. We're going to touch about that later on in another concept in a principle in Proverbs, so we're not going to spend a lot of time with that. Look at the next little bullet point. Also, not just be careful about the things we hear, but be careful about the things that we see and allow to get into our heart. Now, a lot of time, the things we're hearing are a lot stronger communicated to us when they are also backed by the power of visual communication, okay? And we see these things, and it gets into our heart. What we see lodges in our mind and in our heart. And once it is there, it will help to determine our actions. We have said it many times, and we're not going to go back to Romans there, but we cannot, we can control what we allow our ears to hear and our eyes to see, but we cannot control the effect that it'll eventually have on our life. So if you want to control the effect you have in your life, control your eyes and your ears in the first place and don't let it get into there, because we can be corrupted. Through our eyes, we allow the wrong thing in, so inevitably the wrong thing will come out. If you are not careful and you allow a computer virus into your computer, it is going to cause trouble. How many of you own how many of you are Microsoft people? You have a Microsoft. Okay, we'll have an invitation later and you can come down, all right? Microsoft gets a lot more those type things than really the Apple system does. I remember many years ago they had the big one. It was called Chernobyl. Remember that? It was out of Russia. I don't know how, but it got on my computer and I tried to turn it on one day and I got the blue screen of death. I studied how you can get it, and you can get this thing, you know, and try to get on your computer, and maybe it'll kill it. Listen, it didn't kill it. I had to reformat everything. I lost everything that was on that computer, reinstall everything. What happened? Somehow it wormed its way in, okay? By the way, we had one on one of our other computers. Something got in, and it started taking over our computer and flashing advertisements and stuff, and the same thing. So you got to be very careful. Same thing is true in our life. We allow stuff to get into our mind, and it lodges there. And once it's there, it's going to start affecting you. It's going to start changing the way that you think, and the way we think is going to lead us to the way that we act. So be very careful what we watch. In regards to that, we live in a time where people have almost borderline idolatry for actors and actresses and athletes. And let me just say something about that. For most of those people, if they, not all of them, but most of them, if they did not have athletic skill or they got into acting, they no one would know who they are. And just because a guy can sing, can act, can dribble a basketball or throw a football, doesn't mean he has a clue as to what's right in life. Okay, there's a little phrase in Job where one of the men quoted, "Great men are not always wise, and great in the eyes of the world." Listen, these guys get up and say things, and it's ridiculous. In fact, the matter is, if they were called on the carpet, they wouldn't have an intelligent argument to back what they're saying. It's just foolish garbage they're spewing out. I like sports, but the older I get, the more disillusioned I am with the whole thing. Because these guys are just brain dead. I guess that maybe that's mean, because unsaved people act like unsaved people. I get that. But they want to get up and say things without thinking it through just because the world says that's the right thing. And so, but the point is, we ought to be very, very careful about that. And just be careful what they say. Look at the anthem protests that the football players started. Listen, very few people even realize what that was all started for. You remember what it started for? Protesting the police. I'm for the police. Okay, I am for the police. And by the way, why don't these, I want to say a bad word, but I won't, imbeciles. Why don't these imbeciles say anything about the multitude of police officers since they've started these anthem protests that have been assassinated? Yep. Not shot in the line of duty. Bushwhacked, or what is it? Bushwhacked. I mean set up, called out, and there's people waiting there to kill them. And by the way, you see all the nonsense, and I get emails from these conservative groups, and you know, how many of them go to, police officers will go to McDonald's. First of all, that's a mistake. But they go to McDonald's to get a hamburger, and they won't be served because they're police officers. That's coming from these idiot athletes. Okay? You know, while I'm protesting inequality, you're protesting police officers, I'm for police officers. You have no idea what you're protesting. You're just following the crowd. And so, but I'm just saying, we let these people influence us. It's amazing how all the actors and actresses, and this isn't a political thing, I'm not stating aside any, but you know, guns are bad and guns are evil, and yet all their movies do promote guns and shooting and violence. They talk about children being hurt, and yet look at the movies, and the graphic violence and the graphic killing and the video games. And then they wonder where things are. They're hypocritical. I would have more respect for Hollywood, and I don't have any respect for Hollywood. I would have more respect from Hollywood if an actor got up and said, we're part of the problem, we're not going to do that. We're not going to have guns in our movies anymore. But they won't do that because they're hypocritical. But I'm just saying, let's be careful who our heroes are and what we allowed ourselves to see. Many, many years ago, they did a study of Hollywood movies, and they found out that supposed family movies or movies like that, if they added cussing to them, that they actually cut down on their profit margin. And Hollywood knew this, but they still do it anyhow. And I'm going to tell you why they do things like that. Because they know that you're stuck on watching their nonsense, and if they just keep spewing it out, eventually you're going to change. We got to be very careful what we allow in, because it's going to affect us. So be very, very careful what you allow yourself to see. Next bullet point there. Be careful about the places we go and allow ourselves to get into. And I'm sorry, I didn't read the verse there for the last point. It was, let thine eyes look right on, let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 4, verse 26. Ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or the left. Remove not thy foot from evil. Get on the path, stay on the path. Don't look to the right or left. Don't allow yourself to deviate from the wrong path. You want to stay on the right path. Okay, why? Because we get off on the wrong path, we're going to get into places that we should not be at. And so be very, very careful where we allow ourselves to go. Wherever we're hanging out, whatever we're around, it's going to influence us. And if something is godless, something is ungodly, you can realize, look, it is going to rub off on you. Okay? Just be very careful. And there's a trend in Christianity where they talk about this. If you're going to reach a world, you've got to be a friend. You've got to be a friend of the world. Now, I reject that. Partially. We do not need to go out and hang out with the world to be able to friend them, be able to win them to Christ. Now, individuals, witnessing to them. But be very careful, because sometimes we get out there and you start, look it, if you want to get well and you are sick, you don't hang around with well people to get better, because you're going to make them sick. Okay? If I'm not going to go to a hospital where everybody's sick and say, I'm healthy, let me go hang out with all of you, and you guys have the flu and I don't, and you'll catch my wellness. That's not going to happen. Now, we do need to be friendly to people and reach them. I hope you understand that. But sometimes we just want to buddy-buddy with the wrong kind of people. And if we're not careful and it's not in a right kind of setting, they're going to reach you. Because wrong seems to always have the home court advantage. So be very careful what we're doing here, okay? Understand this. The way you and I live really tells us what we believe about the Bible. Yeah. You can tell me, I believe this, and I believe that, and I'm spot on with God, and everything's wonderful, and that's great. But I have found over the years there are many people that say that, and their life would say something 100% different. Not that they're not that they're perfect. No one's perfect, but you know what I'm saying. They kind of compartmentalize our Christianity, you know, it's like, well, you know, over here on Sunday I'm good, and over here I'm good. The rest of the time, no. What effect is God's word really having in your life? What effect is your Christianity really having on you? And it may not be that you don't have a desire to do right. It may just be sometimes we're allowing some of these influences to our life, and then we wonder why we struggle. Because we're allowing something in our life that's getting a little bit of a stronghold, and you're hearing what the Word of God. Look, we cannot, the Word of God on a few hours a week in church cannot overcome hours and hours of anti-God stuff throughout the week. That's we need to understand that. Okay, we need more than that. If we're out doing all this other, and it's like, man, I'm struggling. I really want to do right. And then you look at your life. What is it? And you know, if you're saved, God will show you, like, you know what? When I'm around here, when I'm involved with this, I just don't feel like, and you want to follow that impulse from God. Now, in the verses preceding the verse that we read, we know what we should allow into our life. We should allow it into our heart, really, unreservedly. So when it comes to the things that are wrong, we need to have guards up to keep that out of our life, and we need to watch it like a guard dog would. But when it comes to the things of God, we need to open the floodgates and just let it come in without any type of fight at all. Unfortunately, a lot of times, you know what that is? It's flipped. We'll sit in church, and it's like, if you hear that one thing that you kind of have an attachment to in your life and maybe you're struggling with, you have a decision at that time. Am I going to let God have, I'm going to fight it. You know how often people fight that? Yeah. And I mean, God's dealing with them. It's like, if I could just get through this one area, get to point two, right? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, listen, if it's in his word and it's very clear, you know, look, I don't like eating McDonald's. I just don't like roadkill. That's just me, okay? Some people like McDonald's. Like, if you go eat at McDonald's, that's not. Okay, but we read something in the Bible, and it's just point clear. You have a decision to make, and that's something we shouldn't fight. But when all that's around us, we're at work, and there's stuff going on at work, and if we're not careful, we got to be able, like, you know what? I need to reject that. You hear something. So be very careful. Let's look at the verses preceding. Verse 22 of chapter 4 says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine heart unto my saying." He says, you know, basically say, listen up. Hear what I'm saying. Let your ear really get this. "Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." You know, the Bible is just better. When we follow the Bible, do you know it's better for us in every single way? Amen. Every single way. Yes, sir. It's better for us in how we live our life. Fact of the matter is, it can be better for us for the health of our life. Not saying if you follow the Bible, you're going to be 100% healthy, because sometimes your DNA is your DNA, okay? And you can do nothing about it. That's what DNA stands for. But doesn't stand for that, okay? But listen, if you were born a certain way and your DNA, but I'm just saying, overall, the better you live, the better you'd be off in every way, your finances, in just the direction of your life, in the joy that you have in your life. That's what he's telling us here. Keep means to keep, guard it in. And the way that we guard to keep that out, we need to guard to make sure that we allow God's word in our heart and we follow it, because they're life and his words are good for us. It would be great if we guarded like a snake the evil that seeks to penetrate our hearts, while freely opening the doors and allowing in God's truth, desiring for it to penetrate and remain in our hearts. See, coming to church and reading the Bible isn't just something we check off on a list. Now you're saying, well, then why do you give us a list at the beginning of every year? Okay, I like lists. I don't know about you. I mean, I just like checking it off. But I don't do it just to check it off. I like to know I'm making some progress here. You know, I check off church, whatever. But it's not just to check it off. The check off is just trying to help us to be faithful to do what we're supposed to do. Like, okay, some of you out there, you try to exercise and lose weight, and you struggle with it. So what do? You hire a trainer. Now, you know trainers aren't magical. You know what the biggest thing about a trainer is? They cost money. Other than that, though, the biggest thing about a trainer is they check up on you. Brother Gray told me he wanted to do some health thing, and he got a trainer for a while there, and he was showing me when he's here last time. He's like, he has to, they text him back and forth every day. He's got to weigh himself every day and send, a picture of the scale to the lady. Now, I would just pay someone else to stand on it. That's what I would do. Like, hey, you look thinner than me. Come here and say, hey, how come you lost 20 pounds in one day? Because I couldn't find anybody else close to my weight. You know, that's a little bit more believable. But the thing about that, that's just accountability. That's all it is. Making you do the, helping you to do the things you need to do. But if you don't take it to heart, it's not going to help. And so we said, well, you know, I was at church. By the way, you're the Thursday night crowd. Thank you. You're faithful. I appreciate that. But I hope you're here to learn. I hope when you crack your Bible open each and every day that you're here to learn. Hope you're getting your doctrine from and your beliefs from the Word of God and not somebody on the internet. Okay? I remember talking to somebody and they had some kind of off-the-wall belief. It's like, well, how's your walk with God? Well, you know, I don't read my Bible or pray, but boy, I could stand up and yell and scream because I heard someone on the internet. That doesn't impress me one lick. Okay, let's be in the Word of God because we want it to affect our hearts. When you read that in the morning, you want to say, listen, Lord, I want to, and by the way, sometimes you read it and you may not get as much out of it as you do other days. You ought to seek to. And then there's other days you sit there and it's like, man, this jumps off the page and that jumps off the page and that jumps off the page, okay? Sometimes you come to church and maybe you're just hearing something that's a reminder of something. That's a good reminder. But sometimes God may speak to you specifically about something. You always want to listen to that. Amen. I mean, you always want to, listen, what does God have? We have invitations we don't do on Thursday, but on Sundays, it's not just some religious ritual. You know, you're not coming down here and we're giving you a wafer and juice. That ain't happening. But what is it? It's like God specifically maybe reconfirmed something in my life. Maybe he wants me to step up something in an area, and I just want to deal with him. But that's not going to happen if our hearts are not open to the Word of God. Now, we'll be done. The two go together. Because if we do not guard what we're putting in our heart, God's word is not going to have free reign in our heart, no matter what we think we want, no matter what we desire, it's just not going to happen. The two things are going to be incompatible. Right and wrong cannot coexist. So we need to make look. You can't sit here like, well, I'm listening to God's and. I want him to speak to me, and yet we have all kinds of other things we're not dealing with on the inside. You know? That's why we need to be careful. Some of us have addictions. Not alcohol or whatever, but not donuts, although that wouldn't be a bad one, but we have addictions to other things. You know, you might, look, it's amazing sometimes. People have addictions to video games, and they'll stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning. Adults. We had a student one time, and it's like, you know, I think they were struggling with their school bill, not a high school, but a college, and come to find out they're on one of these video games on their phone where you have to buy coins or whatever, and they're like spending hundreds of dollars on that, you know, to get Super Mario a brand new cart. Okay, listen, Super Mario will walk. He'll have to call Uber. He is not getting any coins. Is that a bad person? That's just a person that got addicted, okay? By the way, jailbreak that thing and maybe you get them for free. I don't know. But it's just we if we're not careful, we have these, and we know it's wrong and it's killing us, but on the same time, it's like, I want the Word of God to come in, but it's faced with that. And so it's two sides of the coin. As we're cleaning our hearts out and we're being careful what we're allowing to influence, we're actually opening the door. So the Word of God can have more influence in our life. And that's what we want. Why? Because the direction of our life, the boundaries, the principles we put in place are going to come based on what we allow in our hearts. And if we're allowing the wrong things in our heart, we need to be very careful about that. And with the internet and that type of thing, you need to be exceptionally careful about that. We want God's word. And if we're going to clean up, we got to get rid of the junk. And so let's be very, very careful what we guard and what we don't guard. Let's pray together this evening.